In a couple of weeks will come my favorite time of the year, favorite night of the year. And no, it's not Halloween, although I do enjoy it. But this year it does fall on Halloween, the night we get to set our clocks back an hour. I like the extra hour of sleep. But doing so, it is a reminder of the cycle of seasons. The days will be getting shorter. The leaves will be falling from the trees. Summer flowers will wither and fade. And the earth will go back into a deep sleep until it's awakened again next spring. Much like our liturgical season, today is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We only have 6 more weeks before Advent begins, and a new year of grace will start for all of us. As this year winds down, the scriptures are having us focus on certain things, much like how the seasons outside the doors are going. It calls us to remember death, judgment, heaven, and hell, and where we hope to spend all eternity. As with parables, they are stories that are meant to convey a deeper meaning. And Jesus is telling this parable to his Jewish audience. And they realize that they were the invited guests who did not come to the feast. When Jesus called them to himself, they refused. And now the Gentiles will be invited to come to the feast. And those seats that the Jewish people thought that they had at the table of the Lord are now being taken over by the Gentiles. Well, that's an answer for that audience. Parables are meant for all of us as well. The thing we are seeing in our gospel today is invitation. God is always inviting us. God is inviting his people to come share in the banquet of life now and in the world to come. It's all about our choice, about how we will respond, how we will answer this invitation. And that has consequences for now and in life eternal. Isaiah, speaking to the Israelites who were held captive in Babylon, telling them of this future day when they will come back to God's mountain, and there they will have rich food and choice wines. And he emphasizes not just, you know, rich foods. These are juicy fruit, rich foods, and choice, pure wines. It's even more than we would ever expect. God is extravagant with what he wants to offer to his people. The tears of regret will be wiped away. The veil that kept them away from God will now be lifted, and the web of sin will be broken. When God invites, there's nothing cheap or skimpy. He does so with such extravagance to shower his love upon all of us. A few weeks ago, Peter asked Jesus, "How many times should I forgive someone?" And he thought 7 was more than enough. And Jesus says, "No, 77 times. Always be willing to forgive, extravagant in that forgiveness." Then we heard about the worker who came only to work for 1 hour and yet got a full day's pay. And now we come to the wedding feast, and how we respond to this invitation is so important. And so then, what about this man who comes to the feast, but because he's not dressed appropriately, is cast out? We just heard that they're going out to the highways and the byways, bringing everybody in. So how could he have time to change his clothes? But commentators would say that for special banquets or times to be together, they would provide clothing so that nobody would be embarrassed. Everybody looks appropriate. Everyone's there that should be there is dressed fine. And so the point is, here the king is offering appropriate clothing, and yet he didn't take it. He didn't avail himself to what the king was offering. And so he's cast out into the night, wailing and grinding his teeth. God constantly wants to be a part of our lives and wants us to be a part of his life. And he goes to so many ways to show that in our life and to invite us into that, and asking us to invite him into our lives. And so how do we respond to that? Do we push that off to later in the day, maybe once I finish school, once I'm retired, I'll have more time. None of us are promised a tomorrow. Today, God is asking us to respond to his invitation, to let him in, because he wants us to be in with him. The Lord is already giving us a foretaste of that banquet feast in all eternity. Every time we come to the altar, when we receive Holy Communion, we're entering into that communion, that eternal banquet that will last forever for all of us. Amidst the good and the bad, Christ is inviting us to come. God will lead us to a better life, of one that will clothe us with the mantle of his salvation. May we run to accept this invitation and join with him now and in the eternal life to come.